This is a note from a man incarcerated in prison in Belgium. It's called Beveren Prison in Belgium. And I had a chance to converse with him and several other people in that prison about the conditions there and this particular program. It's a strong program that uses sports as a kind of effort to reach the men and also connect them with reentry efforts. And what I remember about that prison is that we pulled up to it and it looked super, super modern and impressive and humane. Like maybe this isn't a typical prison. It's very, very new. It has been very recently built. And when I walked inside, it just felt so sterile and I kept walking and I didn't see a soul. And then I got to the heart of it and it was the same old kind of panopticon version of a U.S. prison, only built really recently and even more beautiful and pristine. And I thought to myself, you spent all this money to build this new prison and you use that same old model that is from the 19th century, that is completely outdated and completely inhumane. And it just struck me, the lack of innovation and the lack of humanity in these facilities and in the people planning them. I also remember that this one was very, very high tech. And so the men in their cells could access this whole cloud system. They didn't have to really leave their cells for anything. Books would come to them if they needed it. And you'd think, again, oh, all right, that's advanced technology. But in fact, these men, including the man who wrote this note, told me that it was the least humane prison he'd ever been in, that there was no contact with other people, that it felt sterile, that it felt cold. And he'd prefer to be in an overcrowded prison where there was at least humanity than being in something like this. So it's a kind of perfect example of how technology can go so wrong and imagined innovation without talking to the people whom it directly impacts can really, really go wrong.